When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break German, Lesson 4. You're listening to Coffee Break German. My name is Mark. Mein Name ist Mark.
Und ich bin Thomas.
Hallo Thomas, wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht es sehr gut heute. Danke.
Okay, now this heute is a word that you've used a couple of times, and just before we started recording this lesson today, Thomas was explaining heute to me. Heute means today.
Yes, so now we know heute, which means today, and we already learned morgen, which means tomorrow.
Ausgezeichnet. So, Thomas, I would like you to teach me another phrase here. How would we say, what are we going to do today? What are we learning today?
Was lernen wir heute?
Was lernen wir heute?
Yeah, which lernen means learn.
To learn, okay. So, was lernen wir heute?
Today I'm going to teach you to talk about where you live.
Excellent. Bist du fertig?
Ich bin fertig.
Lass uns anfangen.
Los geht's.
What does that mean?
Let's go.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we get on to our new content for today, we do need to do a little bit of review from last time. And today we're going to be testing your listeners with three phrases that they must translate from English into German. So phrase number one, I'd like you to translate, where do you come from? And this is the formal form, where do you come from? We'll give you some time, work it out, and then we'll help you. Where do you come from? The formal form. Okay, let's see if you remember. Thomas, how would you say, where do you come from in the formal form?
Woher kommen Sie?
Woher kommen Sie? I hope you got that right. Okay, number two, how would you say, I am also well, or to me, it's going also good. I'm also well. Now, that's quite tricky. Thomas, how would you say that?
Mir geht's auch gut.
Mir geht's auch gut. So the auch goes in after the geht's. Mir geht's auch gut. Mir geht's auch gut.
Mir geht's auch gut.
Okay, and the last one, this is quite a long one. My name is Thomas and I come from Germany. Try and translate that into German. My name is Thomas and I come from Germany. So the my name part, there are two options. What would they be?
Ich heiße Thomas.
Or?
Mein Name ist Thomas.
And I come from Germany.
Und ich komme aus Deutschland.
Ich heiße Thomas und ich komme aus Deutschland. And of course, if you're not called Thomas and you're not from Germany, then you could also be thinking about how you would say what your name is and where you're from based on what we learned last time. Thomas, I have a question for you. Can I say, do you come from Germany by using kommen Sie aus Deutschland?
Yes, kommen Sie aus Deutschland? Ja, ich komme aus Deutschland.
So using a ja or nein response. Ja, ich komme aus Deutschland.
Ja, ich komme aus Deutschland.
How would I say, no, I don't come from Germany?
Nein, ich komme nicht aus Deutschland.
Can you say that whole sentence again?
Nein, ich komme nicht aus Deutschland.
So, am I right in thinking there's one word that's added there? Nein, ich komme
nicht.
Nicht. So, is that the negative form then? Ich komme nicht aus Deutschland.
If you want to make a sentence negative, you have to add the word nicht after the verb.
We've already seen this in a sense with mir geht's nicht so gut. So to me, it's going not so good. In that sense, I suppose nicht so gut is like a phrase in itself, but it basically is the same format.
It always comes after the verb.
Okay, so let's think, if I wanted to say my name is not Thomas, my name is Mark, I could say ich heiße nicht Thomas, ich heiße Mark.
Yeah, that would be correct. Perfect.
And if I was using the mein Name ist?
Mein Name ist nicht Thomas.
Okay, so nicht can go after any verb to make the sentence negative. Ich komme nicht aus Deutschland, ich komme aus Schottland.
Sehr gut. So, Mark, if I'm correct, we haven't introduced the informal way of asking where do you come from yet?
That is right. So how would you say where are you from in the informal form?
You would say woher kommst du?
Woher kommst du?
Yes, so you basically just replace the sie with a du and have to adjust the verb again.
Okay, so the verb goes from sie kommen to du kommst.
Yes.
So woher kommst du?
Woher kommst du?
And we could also use the same form to ask a question like kommst du aus Deutschland?
Yeah. So if I ask you, Mark, kommst du aus Deutschland?
I could respond, nein, ich komme aus Schottland. Okay, I think I'm getting this. Good. So kommst du and kommen Sie. If I'm not mistaken, we also have heißt du and heißen Sie, or not in the question form, Sie heißen and du heißt.
It follows the same pattern.
Okay, so Sie kommen, du kommst, ich komme.
Yeah.
So let's put this into a more natural order. Ich komme, I come. Du kommst, you come, informal. Sie kommen.
And with heißen, it's ich heiße, du heißt, sie heißen.
Okay. Now, today we're going to be looking at a new verb, another word to talk about where we live. What is the verb to live?
Wohnen.
Wohnen. Okay. Can I do some guesswork here?
Of course.
So to say I live, I'm going to guess that it would be ich wohne.
Yeah, very good.
You live informal, du wohnst.
Yeah.
And you live formal, sie wohnen.
Perfect.
Okay. I don't necessarily know how to say I live in somewhere. So how would I say I live in Germany?
Ich wohne in Deutschland.
So it's not particularly difficult.
No, it's the same.
Ich wohne in Deutschland.
Ich wohne in Deutschland.
And can I use the same construction with a town, with the name of a town?
Yeah, for example, ich wohne in Berlin.
Ich wohne in Berlin.
I live in Berlin.
Okay, as a language learner, one of the things I think is really important is that you learn to say the names of towns that you're used to saying in English in a proper German accent or in the proper German form. So, for example, you talked about Berlin there, as opposed to Berlin, as we would say in English. Can you give us some other names in German for towns that we might be more used to pronouncing in different ways? So, for example, Hamburg.
Hamburg would be Hamburg.
So a little more ooh, Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Hamburg. What about Frankfurt?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt is very similar. And Munich?
It's very different. München.
München. München.
München.
Okay, and maybe what about Vienna?
Wien.
Wien. Okay, so the capital of Austria, Wien. Österreich, Austria, yeah?
Richtig.
Okay, what about a Swiss town, Zürich?
Zürich.
Zürich, okay, so it's quite similar. Any other towns that you can think of that would be important for us to learn?
Another one in Switzerland would be Genf for Geneva.
Genf.
Genf.
So that really is quite different. Okay, so we can use ich wohne in with all of these cities or towns.
Yes, and you can also use it with a country. For example, ich wohne in Deutschland. So Mark, here's an interesting situation. I come from Germany, but at the moment I live in Austria. So it would be, ich komme aus Deutschland, aber jetzt wohne ich in Österreich.
Okay, so you said, ich komme aus Deutschland, and then what was the next part?
Aber jetzt.
Aber jetzt. What do these words mean?
Which means, but now.
Aber, but, and jetzt.
Jetzt.
Okay, jetzt. Jetzt.
Jetzt.
Now. So to say, but now I live in Austria, would I say, aber jetzt ich wohne in Österreich?
Yeah, not quite, because here the word order changes and it goes.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Aber jetzt wohne ich in Österreich.
So, wohne ich and ich wohne swap around.
Yes.
Why?
Well, to be honest, I think that's where we need to get our grammar guru here.
Okay, it's over to you.
Okay, Mark, let's see if I can help you out with this. We just heard with that example that the word order in German isn't always the same as it is in English. I'm going to try and explain why that is and teach you a little rule so that you can make up your own sentences with perfect German grammar. What we're going to do is split our example into two simple sentences. Ich komme aus Deutschland. That's sentence one. And jetzt wohne ich in Österreich. That's sentence two. Now you'll hear that the word order in the first sentence is the same in German as it is in English. The verb form, komme, comes after the pronoun. That's the word for who's doing the living, in this case, I. But then in the second sentence, jetzt wohne ich in Österreich, you'll hear that the verb and pronoun come in a different order, just like you noticed, Mark. That's because in a simple sentence in German, the verb always comes in what we call second position. So no matter what comes first, if it's a pronoun like ich or an adverb like jetzt, the verb will take the next position in the sentence. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that the verb is always the second word in the sentence. You could, for example, change the sentence round and say, aus Deutschland komme ich, stressing that it's Germany you come from. Here, position one is taken up by a phrase with two words, which means that the verb, although it's still in second position, is actually the third word of the sentence. That is why the second position is also called the second idea or the second concept. This may all sound a bit complicated, but really, don't worry about it. You'll hear lots of examples of this as we work through our Coffee Break German lessons, and the more often you hear examples of these patterns, the more firmly they'll become stuck in your mind. Before you know it, you'll be rattling them off without even thinking about it. For now, I'll hand you back to Thomas and Mark in the studio.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. Thank you. Let's do some practice of this construction. Thomas, can you give me some sentences to translate using this idea of I come from one place, but now I live in somewhere else? We'll do a little bit of drilling of this construction, and hopefully our listeners can join in.
You can try the sentence, I come from Ireland, but now I live in London.
Okay, so we'll give everyone some thinking time. Okay, I'm going to try this. Ich komme aus Irland, aber jetzt wohne ich in London.
Yeah, sehr gut.
Okay, what about another one?
I come from Austria, but now I live in Frankfurt.
Okay, so I come from Austria. Ich komme aus Österreich, aber jetzt wohne ich in Frankfurt.
Wunderbar. Now let's use this opportunity to introduce a new country. I come from Canada, but now I live in France.
So what's France in German?
Frankreich.
Frankreich. Frankreich. Okay, so I come from Canada, but now I live in France. So would that be, ich komme aus Kanada, aber jetzt wohne ich in Frankreich?
Correct.
Okay, let's do another one with another country.
Spain is Spanien in German. So you could say, I come from Spain, but now I live in Scotland.
Okay, let's try this. I come from Spain. Ich komme aus Spanien. Aber jetzt wohne ich in Schottland.
Yes, I think you got the idea.
Okay. I'm going to give our listeners one more question because I think this is a really tricky one. I come from the USA, but now I live in Switzerland. Okay, Thomas, I come from the USA.
Ich komme aus den USA.
But now I live in Switzerland.
Aber jetzt wohne ich in der Schweiz.
That was quite tricky, that one. I think you told me that the word for easy is leicht. Ja. What's difficult?
Schwer.
Schwer. So how would I say that was difficult?
Das war schwer.
Das war schwer. Das war schwer. Now, as we're recording this week, we're getting close to a date in the German calendar, indeed a date in the worldwide calendar, which has a significance for people living in some German-speaking countries. And it's only right that we invite Julia, our cultural correspondent, to tell you a little more.
Hallo Marc, Servus Thomas und Moin Moin to all our Coffee Break German listeners. It's Julia here, your cultural correspondent, and today we are going to be talking about a festival which is celebrated by many German speakers around about now. If you are by chance planning a trip to Cologne in February, then don't be shocked by strange costumes, women taking scissors to men's ties and children running around in the streets when they ought to be in school. It's Carnival time, celebrated in many parts of Germany, Switzerland and Austria. Of course, carnivals exist throughout the world. Think of Mardi Gras in New Orleans or the Rio Carnival. But there are some different traditions in this part of the world. Maybe the most famous carnival in Germany is the one in Cologne, or Köln as we say in German. The carnival lasts a number of days and the high point is on Rosenmontag, when everyone parades through the streets in fancy dress, watching the magnificent floats, which often feature daring caricatures poking fun at political figures. Last time we mentioned greetings in different parts of Germany. There's only one greeting you need to know, which will put a smile on any inhabitant of Cologne at this time. If you say or shout, Kölle Alaaf! Meaning, long live Cologne, then you are guaranteed, at the very least, a smile. If you're at Carnival, you may well get to taste one of the most traditional foods eaten at this time, the famous Berliner. Yes, that's the same one mentioned by Kennedy back in 1963. These donuts, traditionally filled with plum jam, are eaten all year round. However, at Carnival time, you get them with every possible filling you can imagine. There's even a little in-joke among locals. So be careful you don't end up with the donut filled with Senf. And in case you don't know that word yet, it means mustard. On that note, zurück zu Thomas und Marc ins Studio. Tschüss!
Thank you, Julia. Okay, one final phrase for today. We already know the word heute, meaning today. We've learned that in this lesson. How would we say that's all for today?
You could say das reicht für heute.
Das reicht für heute.
Das reicht für heute.
So, das reicht für heute. So that is all for today with Coffee Break German. We hope that you're enjoying this course and that you feel that you're making progress. I certainly feel with each new lesson I'm learning new words and phrases and I'm beginning to be able to put them together. Hopefully you feel the same. And if you do, please feel free to leave a comment on iTunes or indeed post a message on our website.
Don't forget that you can get lots more out of your Coffee Break German experience by using the premium version of this course.
That's right, Thomas. With the premium version, you get access to the video flashcard versions of the lessons, along with the comprehensive lesson notes and bonus audio materials.
There's more information at coffeebreakgerman.com.
Das reicht für heute.
Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.